WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Sunday night sees the end of the seventh and final season of Veep, the acclaimed HBO political satirical series starring Julia Louis-Dreyfus as a politician. She's won an acting Emmy for each of the show's preceding six seasons. Our critic at large, John Powers, doesn't know whether she'll win number seven, but he says Veep has been a strangely sunny show about the darkness of politics.
As Game of Thrones builds to the final showdown with the evil queen Cersei Lannister, it seems only fair to tip our hats to HBO's other great power-hungry woman. I'm referring, of course, to Selina Meyer from Veep, the hilariously scabrous political satire that comes to an end this Sunday. Played by Julia Louis-Dreyfus, the inept, foul-mouthed, and boundlessly selfish Selina is surely the most groundbreakingly reprehensible heroine ever to front an American TV comedy, which may be why she's so much fun to watch. To be honest, I didn't like Veep at first, when it was about Selina's powerlessness as vice president. But in its second season, Selina began to get a sniff of power. Eventually, she'd wind up president, albeit briefly. And the show suddenly kicked into gear. It's still roaring along in season 7, which finds Selina jetting from Iowa to New Hampshire to South Carolina as she seeks the presidency yet again. Now, Veep has never been interested in issues or the party side of politics. Selina has not even been identified as a Democrat or a Republican. And the show tweaks everyone. Evangelicals, knee-jerk liberals, Muslim bashers, PC lesbians, anti-vaxxers. It says that doing politics, especially inside the Beltway, is basically an unholy cross between living in a barnyard and going to high school. The people it attracts are horrible, or become so, in order to get ahead. Everybody is unprincipled, except for the dumb ones. Of course, it's tricky for a political satire to have sharp teeth when it avoids ideology and real-life figures. You never hear the name Trump, for example, or Bernie. Still, the current season has done a witty job of folding in themes that feel relevant, be it the media trumpeting mere rumors about candidates, Selina becoming the beneficiary of foreign interference in the elections, or the repellent Congressman Jonah Ryan, played by Timothy Simons, spawning a hashtag not me movement of women who feel violated by his claims to have dated them. Here, Selina and her campaign team try to figure out how to win the vote of less educated white voters.
All right, then we're going to have to find a way with non-college educated whites. Like, what appeals to them? Okay, fine. What appeals to them? What do they want?
Well, my polling shows their main wants are jobs, education, and an adequate safety net.
Okay, no, I can speak to
I'm
that.
I'm not finished, ma'am. To be denied to African Americans.
My video can help us.
No, listen. We have to find a way to say those things without actually saying them.
Like a dog whistle.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Okay, you know what? You could talk about charter schools.
Mention Come on, something. That's like a dog whisper.
You could reject an endorsement from a pro-Confederacy group.
That's like a dog exploding just, spaceship. Yeah. You know, I mean, I need it something loud, not too loud.
Like dog chainsaw.
No, that's too droney.
A dog snowmobile.
Why would I know what that even sounds like? I mean, seriously.
I'm sorry, a dog I'm sorry. Leaf blower.
Yeah.
That's right.
I like that. Yes.
As this clip suggests, one of Veep's pleasures has always been its own pleasure in language. Such verbal playfulness extends to the obscene, as the show boasts the most gleefully inventive profanity since the heyday of Deadwood's Al Swearengen, the very Shakespeare of foul language. Nobody on Veep swears harder than Selina, who incarnates our present-day image of the politician as a spoiled, narcissistic self-promoter who believes in nothing except winning power, simply to have it. Insecure and driven, she'll cheerfully throw her own daughter's fiancé under the bus. She's ignorant of everything from the Constitution to the ideal she's supposed to be espousing. Her one worthy achievement, helping free Tibet, only matters to her because it can be used to let her run for president again. Selina could easily come off as depressingly dark. But there's a reason Louis-Dreyfus has surpassed Lucille Ball as television's most honored comic actress. Bursting with comic charisma, she flings herself into this juicy role with an amoral delight that's strangely upbeat, if not infectious. Besides, Selena's no worse than everyone around her. Preening womanizers, backstabbing senators, corrupt lobbyists, faux-enlightened Aspen donors who got rich ripping off hip-hop musicians, and even her own ex-husband, a philandering real estate crook. Selena is enabled by staffers who either fawn over her, like her dim personal aide Gary, that's Tony Hale, or more often think she's a bleeping moron, like her hustling chief of staff played by Anna Chlumsky. Seeing their boss as a meal ticket and a step up the ladder, they don't believe in anything either. Such freewheeling cynicism makes it tempting to call Veep the farcical doppelganger of Game of Thrones. Yet this isn't quite accurate, for despite its Hobbesian war of all against all, Game of Thrones gives us genuine heroes. This isn't true of Veep, a live-action cartoon in which everyone is either a fool, a knave, or a monster. Nobody gets off scot-free, including the audience. We hope you enjoy watching these pathetic, nasty creatures, the show says with a cheery grin. You let them run your country.
John Powers reviewed Veep, which ends its 7-season run on Sunday.